You're listening to a 58 Ember production.
Hey, I'm Erica Muller, host of Here For It. Self-discovery is an endless journey, and each week I'm bringing on experts, industry leaders, and friends, where we'll be talking all things life, fashion and beauty, personal development, and probably some pop culture along the way as well. Here For It is your weekly space to get grounded, regroup, and be inspired to live your best life. Because really, we're all figuring it out as we go. And I'm here for you. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Hi guys, welcome back to Here For It. My name is Erica Muller. For anyone new around here, welcome. I'm so happy to have you. I have a pretty interesting episode for you guys this week. I have Kyle Darcy, the founder of LED Aesthetics, on the podcast, and we took a deep dive into LED light therapy. LED light therapy is not something that is new to me. I've used it several times over the past few years. I actually have Kyle's face mask and I use it every morning. It's just part of my morning routine. And I just wanted to know a little bit more about the science behind what is happening when you are using LED light therapy. I think the most common one that you see a lot, especially lately, that's being marketed is red light therapy, but there's also blue light therapy, and there's differences and benefits. And I just wanted to do a little bit of a deep dive into it. And I learned so much from Kyle in this episode. She's incredibly knowledgeable about LED light therapy and what is happening at a cellular level when you are utilizing LED light therapy. We take a dive into where this originated from and what NASA has to do with it. She talks about the two ways that she uses red light therapy in her life every day. We dive into what it was like to start this business, standing out in a seemingly saturated market, the differences you need to know between LED and UV light, what it means to be a skincare minimalist. Kyle and I have very similar approaches to skincare. I have incredibly sensitive skin. I'm prone to eczema. And so I am really, really cautious with anything that I do when it comes to moisturizers or face mask or topical or treatments, anything like that. I have a less is more approach because I just know that overdoing it does not work for me. And she has a very similar approach. And so to hear her speak on that was really fascinating because she knows like all the technological specific terms behind it. And she answers and debunks a lot of assumptions that are out there on the internet about LED light therapy being a scam, or it's really harmful, it's going to cause skin cancer, all of those types of things. We really dive into it. And so if you have seen LED light therapy masks going viral on Instagram, there's definitely a reason for it. And if you're curious if it's something that's for you, I think this episode will shed a lot of light with information on if this is something you might want to check out or not. But like I said, Kyle's just super knowledgeable, and I'm really excited for you to hear everything she has to say and kind of learn the science behind it. My like science brain gets really excited when I hear like the deeper meaning as to like, well, what's actually happening? Like, what is this light doing to my cells? And I just find it very fascinating. So anyways, before I go on a tangent of how cool I think it is, I will let Kyle explain everything to you instead. I want to start with a question that I think most people listening are going to be wondering. Is red light therapy a scam?
I have to say, I actually love this question. We're getting straight into it. And the truth is, it's a complicated answer. And I might say something controversial here because the answer is no, but also yes. So I'll explain. Let's start with the yes. So there are people out there that sell scam red light therapy devices, unfortunately, but it's true. Basically, Christmas lights on your face, and we know because we've actually tested them. So the key is, in order to be effective, the light has to be within specific parameters, including wavelength, power output, and even distance from your skin, number of LEDs. So there's that. But when you understand what light does at these specific wavelengths, it is undeniably not a scam. So let's break that down a little bit. How do you tell the difference? Price is a very good indicator. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Mm-hmm. the reason why you see such a big price discrepancy, I mean, some masks advertised for $150 or even less, is FDA clearance. So FDA clearance is important because it assures that your device actually has these clinically proven specs for effectiveness. And there's only a handful of companies out there that sell FDA cleared devices. The cost is pretty enormous due to all the testing and regulation. So it is virtually impossible to sell a mask so cheap that is FDA cleared. Mm. But luckily, even though there are a lot of false claims out there, illegitimate sellers usually don't cross this line. So if it says FDA cleared, you can usually trust this. And that's something you definitely want to look for. Us as a company, you know, we're constantly battling this because LED therapy is the real deal, but the skepticism comes from the negative experiences that people have with all these knockoff devices.
So what are those parameters and how does it work?
That's a great question. So there's a couple of questions packaged into that. So currently FDA has cleared only three wavelengths for skincare, and okay, that's blue light that has to be in a range of 410 to 465 nanometers. Red light, which has to be in a range of 630 nanometers plus or minus 10, and near infrared light, which has to be in a range of 830 nanometers plus or minus 10. And so I'm maybe skipping ahead here a little bit, but there are benefits to other wavelengths.
Okay.
The problem is, in order to achieve FDA clearance, like I said before, there's a ton of rigorous testing. There has to be so many independent clinical studies. So we are on our way to bringing some more different wavelengths or colors into FDA clearance, but we're not quite there yet. So that is actually another indicator to look for when comparing fake devices with the real deal. If they offer a bajillion different colors, they are Christmas lights and probably not FDA cleared. So going back to how does it work? How does it work? Well, it is now a known fact that our cells respond to light, that light at different wavelengths can trigger responses, both positive and negative, in our cells. Now, okay, let me ask you this. Have you ever had a bad day, like been in a funk, and you go outside, maybe you don't even exercise, you just go lie outside in the sun for a while and you feel better?
100%. I always tell everybody in a past life, I was a lizard because I love the sun so much.
Oh, nailed it. See, that is not unique. We know that sunlight produces vitamin D, which helps boost our mood. But sunlight, UV rays in the ultraviolet spectrum can also cause damage to our cells. Now, LED therapy uses light in the visible and near infrared spectrum, completely safe. And each of these wavelengths penetrate at different depths. So the higher the wavelength, the deeper it goes. The lower the wavelength, the more superficial. And so, for example, blue light, that is one of the lower wavelengths, and that just penetrates the very surface layers of the skin. It kills bacteria. I mean, blue light is used for everything from, you know, sterilizing water to whitening your teeth, but it also mm-hmm. has amazing benefits for acne and other complexion related issues like blackheads, pore size, texture, things that have to do with bacteria that we don't want, because there is a certain amount of bacteria we do want all over in our body, but
sure.
the bacteria we don't want gets eliminated by blue light, and it regulates our oil production. So whether you have dry skin or oily skin, it helps your cells maintain that optimal balance, which is really cool. So you don't yeah. need a million different things depending on your oily skin or combination or this or that. Fast forward to red light. Red light is higher in the spectrum. It penetrates deeper, and that activates the cellular responses that are responsible for collagen production and cell regeneration. So that's where you really get the anti-aging benefits in reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and helping with sun damage and that. So I know that was a bit roundabout, but I hope I answered your question there.
Absolutely. And to me, this makes so much sense because we think back to the sun. If I spend enough time in the sun, I'm either going to get a tan or burned. So we know that there's obviously something happening within our cells from light. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's not a wild belief to think that like red light therapy would be effective as well.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we totally touched on this, and this is a question we get. It's not an unreasonable question, but like, is it safe? You know, I almost hesitate to even compare sunlight in this example, but it's a fact. You know, our cells respond to light, and that can be negative. Ultraviolet rays are very, very high in the spectrum and have nothing to do, you know, with the light that's emitted by real LED devices. So it's still a great example to demonstrate, you know, the response that actually occurs when your cells are absorbing light.
Sure. So with knowing all this, is there an age where it's like, okay, yes, this is an appropriate device for you to use now, or is it kind of like safe across the board?
That's another great thing about light therapy. It is considered one of the safest treatments that you can do. I mean, the FDA has even put out a statement that there are like no known harmful side effects. So that said, it is only FDA cleared for 18 and over. And when people ask me, like, is it too late to start or is it too early to start? The answer is no. Everyone can benefit from this. And when you're starting earlier, you're really preventing those signs of aging from even occurring. So that's an amazing time to start. Of course, you will really reap the benefits. But if you are further along, you will still see incredible benefits because it really quite literally has this effect of reversing time for your skin. It's activating your cells. You know, as we age, essentially, and what happens to our cells is they get lazy, you know, that they stop doing what they're supposed to do at all, or they stop doing it as efficiently. And so red light activates the mitochondria, which are the powerhouses of our cells. Every cell in our body has mitochondria that creates the fuel that energizes our cells. And red light activates that fuel production in your mitochondria. So it's never too late because you will still get that benefit.
I want to ask another question that I think people listening are probably curious. Okay, so I start using this. How long until I get results?
Of course, the answer depends on your skin type and your skin condition, as well as your goals. But we see this is sort of how it breaks down. Within the first 2 weeks, you will start to notice that initial change of just that more radiant skin, kind of like you just put on a dewy serum, you know, and a little bit intangible, but you will feel and see the difference. And then after that, at that 4 week mark is when a lot of people start noticing that transformation kick in. It's super important to take a before picture, you know, same lighting, no makeup, because we see ourselves in the mirror every day. So these incremental changes are hard to notice if you don't have that comparison. But when you do, you will be shocked after that 4 week period. And then some people, you know, who have more dramatic results that they're trying to achieve may want to continue with those 5 times a week treatments for the first 8 weeks. But a lot of people after 4 to 6 weeks will just go to maintenance treatments a couple times a week. Unless, you know, you've just made it such a great part of your lifestyle and your habit that it's easy for you to continue. There's really no risk to, let's say, overdoing it.
Okay. I want to know how you got into this field.
Okay. That's a great question. So it really started during COVID. That I think caused changes for a lot of people.
Totally.
And it's hard to almost remember now, but at the time, for a long time, you couldn't go to the dermatologist. You couldn't really hardly leave your house. And that was when I was, you know, in my early 30s and starting to really take care of my skin. I was super frustrated. I wanted to try all of these things, but this actually presented an opportunity because I went down a rabbit hole of research, trying to find something I could do at home that would really work, that wasn't just manifesting great skin. And I do believe in manifestation, so I say that with a lot of irony, but I wanted something that really would work, that I could do at home. And all signs led to LED therapy. So that was when I, for personal reasons, I bought my first device. At the same time, my current business, I was in retail real estate, was tanking because nobody was opening new stores or restaurants. And it really was sort of that light bulb moment where I was like, it honestly was really hard for me to find a real LED device at an affordable price. And I saw that opportunity. You know, I became so passionate about this technology that I wanted to make it available and help educate everyone everywhere that really they should be doing this every day.
Were you trying to target like specific struggles for yourself, or you were just like, I just want something that's not like a 29-step skincare routine?
A little bit of both. A lot of people assume, you know, sort of, well, okay, at the time I was struggling with, you know, sort of those initial signs of aging, maybe even premature signs of aging. You know, I'm fair, I spent plenty of time in the sun, and I, you know, was self-conscious about those things, the fine lines and things like that. But I didn't want to take more, dramatic measures. Mm-hmm. And I also am just, I suppose, a natural skeptic. So I really was never drawn to these huge skincare routines and every fad skincare ingredient that comes in and out of the market. So I, like a lot of people assume that to be in this field, you have to be a total skincare junkie. And I'm a skincare minimalist. So I do love skincare, but I love finding things that work and can tackle multiple things without having this huge and overcomplicated routine. And that's where light therapy really hit the nail on the head for me personally.
I love that. I feel very similarly, where I have very sensitive skin to begin with. So like piling a ton of stuff on just is never going to work for me. And I kind of have a mindset of like less is more generally. Yes. And so I relate to that very deeply.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. I agree.
Yeah. So I'm curious, like, what is your current skincare routine now? Like, is it still just very, very simple, I'm assuming?
Yes, it is still so, so simple. I almost feel like I should have a more magical answer to this, but I do practice what I preach. And so red light therapy is a daily part of my routine. And another reason why these types of products resonated so much with me personally was the ability to habit stack. I'm busy and I love things that not only I can do at the same time as other things, but that I can work into an existing routine and not actually have to carve out another time during my day. So for me, I like to use, there's two ways that I use it. I use red light therapy twice a day, actually. I do in the morning when I wake up. I let the dogs out. I put on my mask and collar and I go through my meditative yoga flow, basically my morning stretches, things like that. And it's great. I can do all of that with the mask on while letting my dogs out to go to the bathroom. It's like a 3-in-1. And that totally sets me up for a great day. It just centers me. And then I do it again at night when I go to bed. I wear the mask and the collar as I'm just winding down in bed, reading, or simply like I just have this basically 30-minute period where I have to lie in bed. I'm not going to fall asleep instantly. So I might as well do something with that time other than scrolling on my phone. And this has been a great replacement.
I love that. I love habit stacking. And I'm also very much of the mindset of like, if I can make things more efficient or like add it into something that I'm already doing every day, it just makes me want to continue a habit more.
Yeah, exactly. And the beauty of these products, this mask, is that whatever it, habit it is you want to do, like maybe you do want to watch it while you Netflix and chill or scroll on your phone. That's fine. You can do that. You know, it's like it totally adapts to your lifestyle. Wear it while you're meal prepping or cleaning, washing dishes, whatever it may be, talking to your mom. It's just something, you know, I try to keep an organized house, but it's the one thing that's just always lying around in random places because I like to be able to pick it up, you know, whenever I have that opportunity.
I am curious, like if you're not struggling with acne, is there a reason that you would maybe want to incorporate the blue light into like that routine as well? Or do you want to stick to the red? Because I know yours has the red and the blue light to it.
That is such an amazing question. I'm so happy you asked that because it's true that it is primarily promoted as anti-acne, just that because it's easy and that is a primary concern that a lot of people have. But the truth is, kind of like I mentioned before, blue light actually has a lot of other benefits. So there could be texture, uneven texture and things that are on your skin that are caused by bacteria in your skin, kind of similar to what causes acne, but you don't perceive it as acne at all. Blue light is great with that. Additionally, a lot of people struggle with like pore size and blackheads. Those are sort of two different things, but those are both things that blue light is great for. You can kind of think of it as your, I like to say complexion. That's not necessarily the scientific term because I suppose complexion is anything to do with your skin, but those surface level complexion issues. And you know, the things that you can feel really. Whereas red light goes deeper, you know, to the root of the causes of those fine lines and wrinkles, and sun damage. So, and to elaborate on that, actually, they work really well in conjunction. So we have two different mask models. One keeps it simple. You have a blue light setting and you have a red light setting. The next level up from that, our Pro Mask, combines blue and red light. So the blue light setting actually is emitting two different wavelengths. It's blue and red. Because this is just an added benefit. If you are trying to heal acne, it's one thing to eliminate the bacteria, but you may still have these open lesions, as you would call them. And red light expedites the healing process. And I'd love to dive into sort of the history of the discovery of red light too, if you want to after this. But to finish up that thought, the anti-aging setting on this advanced mask combines red light and near infrared, which in conjunction, the near infrared just further boosts those production of collagen and that cell regeneration to give you those anti-aging benefits.
Okay, that's really helpful to know. Okay, history. Tell me the history.
The history is quite fascinating. So nobody invented light therapy. It was discovered because it turns out it's a fact of science. It's a fact of nature. Our cells respond to light. And it was just discovered that these certain wavelengths of light produce these maximum benefits. This happened via NASA in the 80s, and they were actually experimenting with using light as LED light, excuse me, instead of UV light to grow plants in space. So to initiate that photosynthesis. And it was a totally accidental discovery. They found that the people working in these facilities under these LED lights and caring for the plants, that the abrasions on their hands, their cuts, everything was healing way faster. They all looked young and beautiful. So that's what it came down to. And that spurred, you know, for a couple decades, a whole series of research and clinical studies into light therapy. And during that time and up until relatively recently, it was really only used in strictly medical environment. The Navy SEALs used it to accelerate wound healing. And, you know, it was something that you could find very, very expensive in these very advanced dermatological clinics. But same thing with computers and virtually every other technology. The more innovation that happened, the more attention it got, the more affordable it became. And so that's where, you know, right around when we started this company, we were able to harness the same technology, but at an affordable price for home use.
That's pretty fascinating. And I haven't heard about like NASA using using the technology, but I have heard about it more in the medical sense. Like I've heard red light therapy can really be great for muscle recovery. And so I know a lot of athletes use it, like infrared saunas and things like that.
Yeah, definitely. So that's a great point too. So when you talk about red light, there's red light in the visible spectrum. There's near infrared, which is obviously just between red light and infrared. And then there's full infrared. And infrared, both near infrared and infrared are invisible light. Infrared is a higher wavelength and that penetrates the deepest. It is really great for muscle recovery, joints and pain and things like that. If you were in an infrared sauna, you wouldn't necessarily experience the same benefits to your skin because to get these benefits to your skin, you want your face, let's say if you're targeting your face, to absorb as much of the light as possible. So in an infrared sauna, you're sitting in there, the light's going everywhere. It's being absorbed by the walls of the sauna, by you, obviously too. But for your skin, you want the lights to be close to your face and powerful. The more intense they are, the further away from your face they can be. That's why you see some of these sort of like domes and things that you can lie under. I've tried those. They never really fit into my lifestyle for the reason we were talking about earlier. I didn't just want to lie there with my eyes closed. But so then we developed this product that uses the perfect power output, taking into consideration the distance from your face. So when you wear a mask, the idea is that the light virtually all, some of it, you know, may go elsewhere, but gets absorbed by your skin, which you don't get in an infrared sauna.
Sure. So when you say that it's invisible light, when we look at like a red light face mask and you see the red, is that just like for show or like, are you not?
So that's a great question. So there are three types of, I suppose we could put them in the bucket of red light.
Okay.
Red light in the visible spectrum alone can have amazing anti-aging benefits. So that is what you see, the red light on the mask.
Okay.
So for example, our Glowtech Pro mask that has tri-chip LEDs. So each, what looks like a bulb, actually has three bulbs in it, one blue, one red, and one near infrared. So when you turn on the red light setting, the anti-aging setting, you're seeing the red light in the visible spectrum. And what you're not seeing, but what's also being emitted, is the near infrared. Okay. So the red light isn't just for show versus let's say an infrared sauna. Yeah. Sometimes they have these colorful lights you can play with and change, but the heat and everything that you feel is coming from completely invisible light. There's no, you know, to my knowledge and from what I've used, the LED lights that you can change are more just for ambiance. So another example, we actually have this really cool wand, one of our latest product releases, this wand. It's the lip wand, and it uses infrared light to target and eliminate cold sores in just a couple of days. And so think of the difference between cold sore and acne. There's a big difference. Cold sore is a virus. It lives a lot deeper within your skin. And unfortunately, there is no cure per se, but the infrared light penetrates a lot deeper into your lip to target the root of that outbreak and heal it from within. And it's totally invisible. And we went back and forth. We were like, oh my gosh, people are going to be like, what is wrong with this? It's not working. So we decided to put, to your point earlier, like, is this just for show? We decided to put a green indicator light in the head of the wand. So you know it's on because otherwise it would be very confusing. But the reality is, that green light isn't doing anything. It's the light you can't see.
That makes so much sense. I have one more question about this. What is the difference between LED light and UV?
That's a great question. Okay. So I wish I had like a diagram in back of me, but if you look at the electromagnetic spectrum, you see like on the very far end on one side are microwaves, and on the very far end on the other side is ultraviolet light. And those are harmful for our body. They have harmful effects for our body. In the middle, there's the visible spectrum. Okay. And so at the higher end of the visible spectrum is red light. And then just beyond that is near infrared and infrared light. And way beyond that is UV light. So all these different lights have completely different effects. I mean, that's like saying, you know, like saying, well, what's the difference between microwaves? And I don't mean this in any offense at all, but it's a great point because a lot of people ask that, like, what's the difference between microwave and UV light? Most people don't ask that, right? Because mm-hmm. we know we have a microwave here and the sun's out there. And so that's what it comes down to, is every type of light is totally different and produces a totally different response. You can't microwave your food outside in the sun and vice versa. So when you're not emitting UV lights, and all of our devices go through rigorous testing and to ensure that there's no UV light, but that would also be very difficult for us to harness and put into a mask, but that's a side point anyway. So yeah, so that's the difference. Every wavelength of light produces a different response. And UV light is so far off on the electromagnetic spectrum that it is nowhere near the light that is emitted by LED devices.
That makes a lot of sense. And thank you for explaining that. Yeah. I think it's, as like a consumer, it's easy to hear like terminology that you just aren't familiar with. And you're like, yeah. Well, how do I know what this means? And totally. So I think there is like a lot of confusion, unfortunately, mm-hmm. around stuff like that.
Absolutely.
But okay, so you obviously are very, very knowledgeable about all of this stuff. And so I'm very curious to hear your perspective from a business standpoint. What made you go beyond just purchasing that mask in 2020 to wanting to make this your career and develop your own product?
That's a good question. There's a few different answers. A, there's just the personal experience that I had sure. with it being so positive, which was combined by my other career sort of collapsing at the time and needing to find, you know, wanting to find another outlet. And then, you know, for me, the biggest part was just the more research I did into light therapy. And now, you know, for the time being, we've chosen to focus on the aesthetics aspect. But when you really dig into the benefits of light therapy, it's so much more than that. I mean, for years before I even started this company, I had been using a bright light device for seasonal affective disorder, you know, living in Detroit in the Midwest. And it took me a minute to put two and two together because they are different types of light. But I became fascinated, you know, by the not just the clinical studies, but also the anecdotal stories I was coming across about people using light to enhance brain function and help fight Alzheimer's. People using, like, I mean, that's a whole, and I'm not an expert on that aspect, but that's a whole amazing, amazing aspect. And not just these bright light devices that I was using, but red light can boost your serotonin production and increase your dopamine release. So it can also boost neurotransmission and that feeling of alertness. And so there's all these other benefits. There's so many that we can't even talk about them because it would probably just confuse people and our customers, you know? So we're sticking to one lane, but I really hope that there's a future to expand upon that for just overall wellness.
I love that. I think it's so fascinating. I'm curious your approach when it comes to things like marketing, and your ideas around standing out in a seemingly saturated market. And the reason I ask this question is because I know that there are a lot of listeners who, and just people in general who have maybe felt like the industry that they want to tap into mm-hmm. is saturated. And they're like, well, all these other people are already doing it. Where is my space?
Yeah. Okay. I love this. We're getting into the business aspect. So that is a great point. And on the one hand, sure, if you want to start a business, if you can think of something totally unique, that's awesome. But that is harder and harder to do these days. So for us, when we started this business at the time, there were very, very few competitors. So even if you start something where you are doing something unique, it's only a matter of time before other people come into the marketplace. So I really would not let that inhibit you. If there are other people out there selling the same thing or similar thing, I should say, there's a few signs of that. A, there's a market for it, you know? So there you go. You can start by carving yourself out a little piece and gradually make it bigger and bigger. B, there's a lot of people that you can learn from, and there's hopefully none of them are doing it exactly the way you would want to. So you can choose pieces that you want to emulate and change and do differently. And then, you know, three, like in this day and age, it's a lot about how you build your community. You know, we have social media, and that can be a daunting thing for a lot of people. But when you find out how to harness it, you know, think about how many different leggings brands there are out there. I mean, millions and billions probably, but yet they still keep coming up, and probably a lot of them are doing really well because they're able to build this community through their brand ambassadors and influencers and just doing something a little bit better, a little bit differently. So yeah, I hope that answers the question, but I definitely wouldn't, if it's something you're passionate about, that is the first and foremost, the number one thing. Like, don't choose a market that is overly saturated that you don't care about, you know?
Sure.
If that's the case, then find something different. But if it's something that you're passionate about, let that shine through, and don't be put off by thinking that there's too many people in the marketplace.
I love that. I think that's really great advice. You guys also developed serums.
Yeah. So we have a very small line of serums. Again, skincare minimalist. We wanted to only work with ingredients that had been clinically studied for their interaction, their positive interaction with red light. We're actually developing a couple more because, again, as the industry grows, there's more and more studies, and we're conducting some of our own on ingredients and that interact with light. And what's interesting is that a lot of these are natural ingredients, right? So it's almost this aspect of photosynthesis being harnessed for your skincare. Mm-hmm. So these studies have consistently found, you know, things like spirulina, which we are, at least I was conditioned to think was a supplement you drank, actually is starting to be used in skincare. And very recently, I hope none of our competitors are listening to this, is starting to be studied for really positive interaction with red light in boosting detoxification, enhancing your skin tone and texture, and really fighting these issues that people struggle with, like melasma, psoriasis, you know, that go beyond just like, oh, I got some sun damage from my trip in Cabo, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we are focused on just this small yet slowly growing list of ingredients that truly work in conjunction with red light, because we don't want to overcomplicate things. That comes from a personal passion, and we want to take the guesswork out of it and only offer things that truly work.
I love that. Keeping it simple. I think we tend to overcomplicate so many things in life that just don't need to be overcomplicated.
Absolutely.
Okay. I want to debunk some, I guess, like assumptions and myths around LED therapy. A lot of this I've seen, you know, in a comment section on Instagram or just in doing research on LED things that come up on forums and stuff. So I'd love to get your expertise on them. So this is one thing we talked about, but I just want to dive in a little bit deeper. Is it dangerous? Is there ever a situation where it is dangerous to use?
Yeah. So the great answer and the short answer is that it really isn't, that it is actually classified by the FDA as having like no known harmful effects. That being said, you know, everyone's skin is different, and there are some people who we don't recommend using light therapy. Of course, if you have a sensitivity to light, this mm-hmm. could be anything from light-induced seizures to any known sensitivity. Definitely would not recommend using it. There are also certain medications, and if you're on them, you would probably know. It would be listed as one of the side effects that can cause sensitivity to light. Some of them include medications you might take during chemotherapy treatment. And then lastly, there's you know, some, there's a very small handful of people who find that, so here's the thing, it detoxifies. So it's normal for, let's say, if you're struggling with acne or even types of pigmentation, this happens when you get, if you get like some sort of laser treatment too, it's normal mm-hmm. for it to bring it to the surface first before it goes away. Like that is totally normal. Don't freak out, you know, think about the healing of acne, or, you know, it starts at red, you get a bump, it turns white, it oozes, and it's gone. So we mm-hmm. can expedite that healing time, but not totally bypass it. So that's normal. You know, if you get laser or something, for your pigmentation, they will say it will get darker at first and then it'll flake off. So, don't be surprised by that. But there's a very, very small handful of people who may not be aware that they have sensitivity to light, because it's not a dramatic sensitivity, but where it just doesn't work for them. And so luckily there has been no known instances of this being long-term. It's just like you stop using it and any sort of reaction that you have had goes away. So that's just something to be cautious for. We always recommend like doing a little patch test, you know, putting the mask on your forearm for a few minutes and waiting 24 hours before you start your regular treatments. But it affects a very small handful of people.
Yeah. This one kind of goes underneath that. And because you said there's no known issues with it, I'm assuming this targets the answer to this, but it's something that I saw online multiple times, so I wanted to address it. People wondering if it can cause skin cancer.
Oh my gosh. That's, yeah. I mean, listen, I get it. We talked about this before. We as consumers might just put all light into one bucket, right? Like that's normal. It's simply a lack of education. But the reality is, like we talked about, light has so many, there are so many different types of light that each have a very unique effect. So no, LED light does not cause cancer. And that is, I can say that as a fact, definitively. And unfortunately there's just a lack of education out there.
Sure. Is it safe if it gets in your eyes? Like when you are wearing a mask, should you keep your eyes closed? Is that okay? Mm-hmm.
That is another great, great question and something that comes up all the time. It comes down to personal preference. So the level of LED light in our masks is totally safe for your eyes. You don't even have to use, we include optional silicone eye protection that further blocks out the light that you can use at your own personal preference. And now this is something that we don't like advertise. We don't have a product specifically geared towards this, but there is a growing body of research on light therapy for eye health. So chronic dryness and things like that, that it can actually help. So I say that just to further enforce that it's not harmful for the eyes. There's, let's say you are using the mask in pitch black and you're not using the eye covers. Yes, you will definitely see light, you know, light around the eye holes of the mask. And yes, when you take it off, you might see those light flares when you close your eyes that will go away after a while. That is totally normal. That is not causing any long-term effect. So, you know, but that's just something to keep in mind. Like if you want to read at night, turn the lights on when you use your mask and you won't have, you know, you won't have that kind of annoying reaction after where you like see little light flares.
Totally. If you have things like eczema, psoriasis, rosacea, is red light something that can help target those things, or is it okay to use with?
Yes, definitely. So we have a lot of customers. So it's, I will say, legally, I have to say that it's not FDA cleared for those specific skin issues.
Sure.
We do have a lot of customers, and if you Google it and do some research, and we've pulled a bunch of studies that show very positive effects, with red light. And also honestly, most of our customers see the biggest benefit using our blue light setting for melasma, eczema, things like that, because on our pro mask, at least, the blue light combines blue light and red light. It keeps the temperature cool. And there's, you know, some evidence that like if heat can exacerbate those issues. And you will notice, let's say if for whatever reason you wanted to do 5 red light treatments in a row, by the 5th treatment, the mask will start to warm up, not uncomfortably, but you'll feel like it's like wearing a heated blanket. But yeah, so using blue light in conjunction with red light is where our customers have seen the biggest benefit to those issues. But it is one of those things that everyone's skin is different. And we also have different sensitivities outside of that that could be affecting our results for those particular issues. So it's hard to say blanket statement, but we do encourage everyone to try it. And shameless plug here, sorry, we have a 30-day money back guarantee. So if you're trying it and you're not seeing the results that you want, you can send it back and no questions asked. I think that's really important just because it's so hard to put everyone's skin in one bucket.
Sure. That brings me, my next question literally was like, can you overdo it with LED therapy? But you said you could just do 5 sessions back to back.
Yeah. So here's the thing though, you will reach a point of what I like to call diminishing returns. So after 2 sessions a day, it's really not worth the time to keep doing it. Because so our cells are absorbing light and it is increasing the production of adenosine triphosphate in our mitochondria. That is not an infinite or exponentially growing reaction. You can't, you're not going to look 12, you know, if you use the mask all day, every day for 2 years, right? there's a tipping point where it's like, your cells are like, okay, I've had enough. There's only so much I can do. And, and so that is after, I mean, we recommend 1 treatment a day, 2 treatments a day is totally fine and good if that works for you. But after that, there's really no point.
Makes sense. Okay. And then my last like myth to debunk is that at-home devices aren't as effective as the ones if you go into an office.
Yeah, that's a great question. It does depend on the device. And so there is some confusion too between LED therapy and laser therapy. True, like laser therapy is, I mean, you'll know when you get it, it hurts. You will not be able to go outside for days. You'll look like, you know, your skin got turned inside out. Low level laser therapy is a little bit different. It's still, you could feel it. It still has a bit of that pain and you have some sort of reaction, redness, but it's not as bad. So that for the most part, that's what is being used in clinics. Some do offer LED therapy. And actually there's a lot that use our masks as add-ons to their treatments. So that disconnect between what's available in the clinics and what you can get at home is getting smaller and smaller. Yes. So these are as powerful as most of what you see offered as actual LED, not laser or low level laser in the clinics. And there's maybe only a handful out there that are still using LED therapy that is more powerful than what we offer, but they're also offering it at anywhere from, you know, $100 to $200 a treatment.
Kind of like what you said earlier about how like once you started creating it, the market was a little more saturated. Mm-hmm. So the price point was more manageable for people to get into.
Yeah. And that, I mean, that touches on another point. This falls under the umbrella of being a minimalist, but we didn't articulate it actually. It's like, I just hate being beholden to all these appointments and like, you have to come in every 2 months or 3 months. Oh, you want to get microneedling? Well, guess what? It's going to take you 6 sessions to get the results you need. I just wanted something. I wanted more control. I wanted something I could do at home. And that was a huge benefit. So I was like, okay, yeah, maybe I have to use this every day for a month to see the results. But the alternative is going in for, you know, 6 microneedling sessions over the course of 3 months or whatever it is. So that trade-off for me was totally worth it.
I think a lot of people would agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing all of this information. This was incredibly helpful, so insightful. Please let everybody know where they can find you, where they can purchase from you, anything you'd like to share.
Awesome. Yeah, you can find us on Instagram and TikTok at led.aesthetics. And that's aesthetics with an E, not an AE, just to be clear. And then also ledaesthetics.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Erica. This was a pleasure. So fun.
This has been a 58 Ember production. For more shows, please visit the 58 Ember channel, 58ember.com, or find us at 58 Ember Media on socials.
Life can be hard, and sometimes you just need an internet bestie to help you out. That's where I come in. I'm Imani Blackman, and welcome to Dear Imani, an advice-based show that reminds you to put yourself first and live in your purpose. And don't worry, I'll always give you the real tea. Need advice or have a story? Send me a message on our Instagram at Dear Imani Podcast or DearImani.com. Tune in every Friday for a new episode. See you there. Sincerely, Imani.